4. Connor. The pain in Connor's arm is unbearable. That little monster actually bit him, practically took a chunk out of his forearm. Another car slams the brakes to avoid hitting him and gets rear-ended. The tranq bullets have stopped flying, but he knows that's temporary. The accidents have gotten the juvie cops momentarily distracted, but they won't stay that way for long. Just then he makes eye contact with the girl who got off the bus. He thinks she's going to go stumbling toward all the people who are running from their cars to help, but instead she turns and runs into the woods. Has the whole world gone insane? Still holding his stinging, bleeding arm, he turns to run into the woods as well, but stops. He turns back to see the kid in white just reaching his car. Connor doesn't know where the juvie cops are. They're lurking, no doubt, somewhere in the tangle of vehicles. That's when Connor makes a split-second decision. He knows it's a stupid decision, but he can't help himself. All he knows is that he's caused death today. The bus drivers, maybe more. Even if it risks everything, he's got to balance it somehow. He's got to do something decent, something good to make up for the awful consequence of his kicking AWOL. And so, battling his own instinct for self-preservation, he races toward the kid in white who was so happily going to his own unwinding. It's as Connor gets close that he sees the cop 20 yards away, raising his weapon and firing. He shouldn't have risked this. He should have gotten away when he could. Connor waits for the telltale sting of the tranq bullet, but it never comes, because the moment the bullet is fired, the boy in white takes a step back, and he's hit in the shoulder. 2 seconds, and his knees buckle. The kid hits the ground, out cold, unwittingly taking the bullet meant for Connor. Connor wastes no time. He picks the kid up off the ground and flips him over his shoulder. Tranq bullets fly, but no others connect. In a few seconds, Connor's past the bus, where a gaggle of shell-shocked teens are getting off. He pushes past them and into the woods. The woods are dense, not just with trees, but with tall shrubs and vines. Yet there's already a path of broken branches and parted shrubs made by the girl who ran from the bus.